Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome into the Shepherd's Call. Got a great one for you tonight. The sun and moon, the directors in the heavens. You know, we're being told today, wrongfully, I might say, that the sun and the moon was created on the fourth day. And then the analytical argument would be, well, he didn't make the moon till the fourth day. How could the new moon be the first day of the week? Now, that's real logical. Let's talk a little bit about that tonight as we get into the keeping of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is commanded throughout the Bible. One of the most ignored, misused, and confused from the business of the Bible is to determine what day the Sabbath actually is and what calendar the creator, or the appointer in this case, appointed that day, which would be the seventh day, if we're looking at it from the standpoint of a Gregorian. Everybody believes that the Gregorian calendar is God's calendar. They go to Saturday and they know, since that's the seventh day according to the Gregorian, but is it the seventh day according to the heaven? The answer is no. If you go to Ezekiel chapter 46, in verse 1, it lays diagrams out for you in detail just exactly how the time gates are opened and closed. And if you take that illustration in Daniel or in Ezekiel, you'll find that it's quite contrary to the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar is nothing but a concoction, if you will, of men who conspired to change times and laws. It's even written in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, that Satan would master times and laws by changing. And by changing times and laws, he would develop a seventh-day doctrine. And that would be the Saturday. Because today in the Gregorian calendar, they have magically brought the seventh day into existence on Saturday. And therefore, the Catholic Church would worship on Sunday, and then those who would keep the Sabbath, now they don't call Sunday the Sabbath, they worship that as the Lord's Day, that's the Sunday. Now let's study a little bit about the fourth day creation, as people believe, in chapter 1 of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, for all those who believe that the sun and moon was created on day 4, let me give you something to consider and just think deeply on these things. The word appointed in Psalms 104, verse 19. He appointed the moon for season. Feast or Sabbath. It's the same Hebrew word found in Genesis 1:14, where it says, he made, appointed, two great lights. The word means appointed in Hebrew. The question is, when did he appoint or make the moon for its season, along with the sun, when it says he made or appointed, word is appointed, the great light per season. Now, the scripture is showing us where the two great lights were appointed on day four for a purpose. That's what it was for. Not created on day four, they were placed in the firmament of the heaven in which such a way not only to give light, that's what its purpose was, on earth. Remember, there was nothing but darkness before the moon was appointed. Now, the moon brings light. It's a beacon in the heavens. You can see it above your head. But we don't need the moon anymore for reasons most everyone in the world. The Bible said he would deceive the very elect. Everyone in the world has got a Gregorian calendar. Today is Friday. How do I know that? Well, the Catholic Church made a calendar and told me today was Friday. Now, they call it Friday because this was the fish eaten on Friday before the rest period of the Sunday, so that we could get back in a traditional mode. And when the two great lights were appointed for a purpose, appointed now, not made appointed, not created, they were placed in the firmament of the heaven in such a way to not only give light, but a calendar to beacon the appointments of Yahweh, which he said it would be for seasons, for Moab. For what purpose? The Sabbath. Now, would the Creator give us a calendar by nature, not made by hand, not designated? Well, we know today is Saturday because the Gregorian calendar says so. We know today is Wednesday because the Gregorian calendar says so. Everything is geared to the Gregorian calendar. You know that the Bible says that Satan desired to sit over the mount of a congregation by changing times and laws? Did he give man the knowledge of a Gregorian to keep time in every home, in every country? It's amazing how much power Satan's got to override the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, why would Satan want to override the Holy Spirit? Well, it's natural for Satan to want to do that. After all, it was Yahweh who appointed the moon for this purpose. Well, does the Gregorian take into consideration the moon? No. Why not? Oh, it was complicated. We just remove those two signs, the sun and the moon, that was appointed. So, the doctrine of the fourth day is a misnomer. People do not study deep enough to see the difference between appointed and created. They created the moon and the sun. They appointed them to start speaking, and he already created them in the beginning. The heavens and the earth was created. Now notice this. Here in the Bible, for what purpose are we to remember the Sabbath day? Well, it's in the Bible. Exodus 20, verse 8. The principle, Torah, suggestion that we keep the Torah, or keep the commandments, and to watch and to pray for his appointment. Does anybody watch today in the heavens? No. No need of it. A bunch of wise men got together early on and appointed, made themselves the guide, man's ways, changing times and laws, made those appointments. Now, where do you think that the sun and moon was before he appointed them? A well-known fact that the luminaries in the Tanakh, which was a commentary by a well-known Hebrew scholar named Rashi, in his comments on general delivery of Genesis 1:14, it says, the luminaries in the Tanakh Stone Edition commentary comments that the luminaries, which had been created on the first day, were set in place on the fourth day. In other words, appointed on the fourth day. There's no evidence whatsoever to support the theory that the great lights were created on day four. Instead, they were appointed on the fourth workday or advanced on the calendar of the heavens and told you to look up, that there will be signs in the heavens. It's exactly what it told us in Psalms 119. Now, Nehemiah, what kind of counsel did he give about the Sabbath? In Nehemiah chapter 13, and verse 15 through 22, in those days, I saw men in Judah. What were they doing? Well, they were treading the winepress. Treading the winepress? What for? Well, they were doing something. What were they doing? On the Sabbath, they were treading the winepress, making wine on the Sabbath, and bringing in grain and loading it on donkeys. Together with the wine, the grapes, the figs, and all other kinds of loads, and they were bringing all this into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. Therefore, I warned them against selling food or lifting their burden on the day of rest. Now, when is the Sabbath day? Does the Bible tell you? Well, go back to Ezekiel chapter 46. When evening shadows fell on the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I ordered the doors to be shut and not opened until the Sabbath was over. Now, remember this. I want to tie this into the formula of 46 1 and 2, where Ezekiel expounds on this great mystery. And if you'll think deep enough, you go back to the time that he actually created the sun and the moon on day one. But he appointed them to start working on day four. Now there's a reason for that. Remember, you've got evening and morning. Evening and morning. Evening and morning before day four. Also, you had light to grow green things down on the earth. And day, creation of the heavens and earth, before he made the appointment of the sun and the moon to rule earth for his calendar. He wanted you to be a watchman on the wall. He wanted you to sit and study the moon. That's basically how you'll learn about this nature calendar. You've got to give time and thought to it. You just can't jump in it with both feet and take off a paddling if you don't know how to swim. Now, when evening shadows fell on the gate, that means that they were shut. Well, what did he say about that? Well, he said, the doors to the gate will only be open on the Sabbath and the new moon. Sabbath and the new moon. Beginning in the evening to eat. So now listen, they're going to be observed by the same method in the evening. That's the Sabbath. The doors will be open on the Sabbath for worship. Any other day was a work day. You couldn't come to worship because Yahweh would not authorize you because of the appointment. He's done got the appointment in action. Now, what evidence is there that the Sabbath was designed to be a day for public worship? Well, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3, there will be 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath, a rest, or a sacred or a holy assembly. So when you went to the gate on the Sabbath, the gates are open to receive you to come in and worship. But when they have an evening episode from the evening to the morning or to the day, then it changes the reflection on the signal appointed that Yahweh started off in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. When the evening shadows fell on the gate. The gates are going to be closed 6 days a week. Opened on the new moon and the Sabbath. What if you keep a new moon and then you work 6 days? Which day would the Sabbath be? On the count, it would fit right in perfectly with the eighth day creation. When Yahweh rested from his work after 7 days. See that? Now he went back to work when he made Adam. That was his principal son. Now he done had beings made in 126. We know that. But there wasn't a man to till the ground as far as Adam was concerned, and that was on the eighth day. And that's why we call Adam an eighth-day creation. 6 days shall you work. Well, we got that illustration. We've also got it designed in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verses 1 and 2. He was told to open the gate in the new moon and the Sabbath, to close it when the Sabbath was over. And then man would go back to work 6 days. You couldn't come in and worship. You could not be authorized because the gates weren't open. You hear it now because the evening shadows fell on the gate. So there's something that casts a shadow there. It was the combination of the sun and the moon at the proper angle. Now, even if the sun and moon was created on day 4, which it doesn't say it was, because it was appointed, it would still be in plenty of time to do what they were created for, a beacon of the appointment. Let them be for days and years and signs or beacons and seasons, that means appointments. Even if the sun and moon were created on day 4, there would be plenty of time to beacon the appointment, including the weekly appointment, after the 6 work days. It could still have time to alert you through the beacon, the signal, for you to cease your labor and to watch for the appointment. Isn't that wonderful? Praise Yahweh. And yet, man has so many problems. It's just something that's complicated. They say, wouldn't you rather have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the pagan appointment made by pagan men, by conspiracy, who thought to change times and laws according to Daniel 7:25? According to the scripture, the Sabbath begins in Leviticus 23:32. From evening to evening shall you keep the Sabbath. Right there it is. Leviticus 23:32. Evening, that's when you say the first evening. Between evenings is when you pull the plug on the Sabbath, when it's fully dark, right down at the beginning of the day. The day begins in the evening, and ends in the evening, from evening to evening, and you'll remember the Sabbath day. And according to Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, you'll keep it holy and keep it with joy. Now, in Mark chapter 1, verse 32, at sundown they brought to him all that were sick or remember, they thought it was a chore. So they waited till sundown, which the Sabbath would have ended. So that they wouldn't cause him to break the Sabbath by healing someone who they understood that healing was a work. Well, he used the same occasion in the 7th chapter of the book of John, verse 23, when they circumcised, because circumcision was appointed, just like the sun and the moon was appointed, it was made on the first day, appointed on the fourth day. Circumcision. He appointed on the eighth day. But just so happened to be on the eighth day, which was the Sabbath day, that the Messiah was keeping the appointment. And he told them, as they referred to him as breaking the Sabbath by healing, he reminded them that they were circumcising, and he'd have more reason to condemn them than they had to condemn him. That's 6 days of work according to the formula of Ezekiel 46. Now, you keep the new moon a holy day, according to the Bible, it was a new moon. When they had sent for Elisha, when they asked for the prophet to come, the woman who was seeking his son to be healed or raised from the dead, he said, well, why go today? It's neither a Sabbath or a new moon. But by the time she got there, was well on nigh a Sabbath. And of course, Elijah made good by healing the lad and raising him from the dead. Now, suggested that the Sabbath hours be used for doing good deeds, always in the Bible. Matthew chapter 12, verse 11 and 12. And he said unto them, if any of you has a sheep, and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. They were picking anything that they could, that they could condemn, trying to find fault. Got those today. Got the Sunday worshipers. They condemn the Saturday worship. Got the Saturday worshipers. They jump on everybody for breaking the Sabbath, the seventh day. They know it's the seventh day. The Bible calls it Saturday seventh. No, they don't. Well, why do they? Well, it's in their Gregorian count system. They don't use the moon. They don't observe a new moon. They don't use the appointments by the moon, or the appointments, or the seasons, which the Bible says it's for, but they can't deny the season by being four seasons. And each season has an appointment. And if you don't keep that appointment, you could get out of focus real fast. if you didn't keep it within the seat. And that's the drift that the problem that the Gregorians had, and they solved that by getting a factor, if this happens, this happens, so on and so forth. And you know the complication of the Gregorian calendar made up by man. Now, are you going to be found worshiping off of a calendar made by man? Don't you think Yahweh was capable of making his own beacon system above your head where you could at least look up for redemption? Nehemiah was complaining about these who were keeping the Sabbath by carrying the bundles, the burden, and for sure they wouldn't keep in the Gregorian calendar, that's for sure. Now, say, Pastor Buddy, really don't mean what it says there when it says that the Gregorian says it's Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, and that's what we go by because the rest of the world goes for that. Well, does that mean it's correct because everybody is deceived in keeping the Gregorian calendar? Can you discern the signs? There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and stars, just like the Bible said, but who bothers to look at them? Matthew 24:29-30 will tell you that they will be signs, and that's what the appointment was in Genesis. Its first function was for signs. But we had a Gregorian to come along and take us away from the sun and the moon and the sun. Listen to this one. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth, nations will be in anguish. Perplexed. The roaring and the tossing of the sea. Men will faint, apprehensive of what is coming, and the powers of the heavenly bodies will be shaken. They will talk of peace and safety as a sign in the last days. For you know well that the day of Yahweh will come upon them as a thief in the night. For when people begin to say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as the labor pains of a pregnant woman. They will not escape. They will not. Why? Because they haven't heeded the sign. Doesn't mean anything. It's a change. They're refocusing it on the sign that they're supposed to be keeping. And according to the Bible, every day that Yahweh spoke about the festivals, he synchronized the festivals. Here's one sure way to know. The synchronization of the festivals meaning the 15th day, first day of the feast, the high holy day, is always with the signs, because on the 14th of the month, which was Passover, when the Messiah died, as a sign, is one of the signs that you should be looking at. Raise your head into the heavens and observe these Sabbath days that Yahweh wants you to remember the Sabbath and to observe it. Now when Yahweh had ended his work on the seventh day, everybody says that's the seventh day. Well, that's not when Adam was made. See, the appointment that Yahweh commenced the light of the beacon, it was the eighth day that was to be the keeping of the Sabbath. Was the new moon, and then you work 6 days, which is what he done, brought him to the eighth day of the week. Nobody observed that, but it's repeat time after time that proves that the eighth day is the acceptable day. Not the seventh, the eighth day. It all depends on where you start your count, where you observe the beacon. Just like it is on the appointed time. Made heaven and earth, it was already made. But as for the appointment, he went back and gathered the appointment times and told them to keep his appointment. Keep them holy. Sabbath is a sign of sanctification. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12, this is the one that got me. Forever I gave them my Sabbath as a sign between me and them, that's you, that they might know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies them, and they shall know my name. I'm telling you, Sabbath keeping is the most valuablest doctrine in the Bible. One of the most controversial doctrines or division over the Sabbath than over any other doctrine in the Bible. Now, just like Paul in Acts 17:2, he preached for 3 consecutive Sabbath days. For the new moon, day 1, day 2, and the Sabbath that just ended, which was Sabbath, and 2 new moons, that would have made a 3-day Sabbath. And he was right there preaching to them in the synagogue. They can't understand that. They thought he was there for 3 Saturdays. How deceived we are. He's designated the Sabbath as a sign between himself and his people. Ezekiel 20 and 20. Keep my Sabbath holy. And then, and only then, will there be a sign between us. And then you will know that I am Yahweh, your mighty one. Keep my appointment. What he's saying, the appointments is the Sabbath. And I just told you that the Sabbaths are geared into the appointed feast or the festival of 2 weeks. Let's start with Passover. Again, Passover is the 14th day of the month, not the week, the month. What are the months represented, the Moed, they are to at examples of observance of the signs in the heavens.
That's too confusing to me, Pastor Buddy. I just ain't got time to get out there and watch that old moon do its thing. I'm not one of them lunatics. I'm not going to watch. Two great lights pointing. He said there would be signs in the heavens, and the heavens would be shaken. Bible does talk about the sun will not give its light. It will refuse to shine at the appointed time, just like he made it to come up and to go down in a particular place. You know the goings and the coming of the sun. Are you acquainted with the appointment? Again, the 14th day of the month, it's Passover. The next day was a high holy day. Well, he was buried on Passover the 14th. He went into the earth, was laid in the ground, and before the Sabbath was over, which was in the high holy Sabbath on the 15th, he had already risen. More confusion to the Catholic count. 3 days and three nights in the heart of earth, they say. No way can you get 72 hours by this mode of counting. It just don't synchronize and work out. But Yahweh's festivals do. He died on the eve of the Sabbath. The Sabbath was dawning on. They got him off for torture's sake. Cursed is a man that hangs on the tree. They got him down before the Sabbath had ended. He was in his rest. Was in the grave. Stayed one full day and night in the heart of the earth. And then before the dawning of the Sabbath, he was up. He appointed his time. Already risen. Died on the 14th. Went in his rest on the 15th, the high holy Sabbath. People think he went in on Sunday. Or Saturday. Or Friday. Good Friday, they call it. Friday, and he got up on Sunday, and he stayed in there 3 days, three nights. That's not so. Just don't confuse. Did Christ make an open show, triumphing over death, hell, and the grave when they came to embalm him? After the Sabbath had ended, he was up. They couldn't embalm him, but he's already got up. They were surprised. They ought to know that he kept Sabbath when he was on earth. In Luke 4:16, it tells you. When he came to the village of Nazareth, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And what day of the week was that? Some people would say, well, that had to be on Sabbath day. That had to be on Saturday. We got those devout to see who say they're Jews and are not, but are liars. Got the Catholic Church that lied by forming a Gregorian calendar, claiming that that's the perfect count. Ladies and gentlemen, there is questions. I've it all figured out, you better think again. Better resort to studying, to prayer, to look at the formula. The truth is overwhelming. That to remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy would begin on a new moon, do no work. Then you work 6 days. What day of the week would that be that Sabbath would appear on? Saturday? No. On 7th day? No. What day would it be, Pastor Buddy? You kept the new moon, which very few people do. That's not part of their theology or training. Nobody observes the new moon and the signs. They worship the sun more than they do the moon. They will face the sun and worship, turn their back to Yahweh and worship the sun. Sun worship is a big thing. Even today, most Christians keep Sunday. They worship because of a pagan ritual of wise men who conspired this conspiracy to enter in and deceive the very elect. Most of them never look up. Most of them never hunt for the sign. Most of them never count from a new moon of the first day of the month, keep it holy, no work, and then work 6 days. It will be on the 8th day of the month that Yahweh would have been working to develop Adam out of the ground. He rested the 7th day by making Adam. He made the appointment of Adam. All the appointed times and purposes, he appointed him by observing the rest day and keeping it holy. The 8th day. Every 8th day comes out right on time, the first Sabbath in the month, was an 8th day. When they were circumcising on the 8th day, the Messiah was keeping the Sabbath. The association is long associated with the truth of the Bible and the formula, again laid down time after time after time, proving it beyond a shadow of doubt. This is unrefutable. There's no way that a Bible man could defend against the truth of this Sabbath. It's overwhelming. That the truth is trampled under your feet because you refuse the sign. Wherever I gave them my Sabbath as a sign. You know, if anybody keeps the Sabbath as a sign, except those who worship the lunar signs. All the word is wrapped around the truth with the lunar Sabbath. The point is the moon for a season. When it says he made, that means appointed. Didn't create nothing on that day. He appointed it for its purpose. It's already made. The world was already made, but it didn't bring into its intended appointment until he spoke the word. And then it started beaconing in the sky. As you can count, just a few count days you can figure out exactly how he appointed the moon and the stars for seasons and for time. A wonderful experience to know. Yes, it's inconvenient. All I can say is, while you are keeping the Sabbath, the world will be working. While you are working, probably, the world will be at rest. The sequence. The appointments are being missed by those who will not observe the appointment. Strive to enter in straight gate. Take heed that any of you with an unbelieving heart would fail to enter into his rest. He thinks it's very important. The more of the Sabbath that you can keep, the more blessed you are. He loves those who love his appointment. Just to observe them. Now, if you're lifting 55 pounds when you should only lift 45, that's up to Yahweh where you break the Sabbath. He done told you about a sheep. He falls into a pit. You're going to get him out. He didn't make man for Sabbath. He made Sabbath for man. Quite entirely different with the appointment. The times and the season. Wanted you to be there in the festival, the spring festival of Passover. The summer festival of Pentecost. Fourth month, Pentecost. The time of the wine. Treading where Nehemiah saw him treading the wine. See how they get you off? See why it's important to get your times and appointments right? My study was to see the very elect, and if you don't think Yahweh holds you responsible, the world is full of faith. Study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And Isaiah 66, as the new heaven and the new earth that I will make will endure before me, declares Yahweh, so will the name and the descendants endure from one new moon to another. So if you're going to keep the Sabbath in the new millennial, which what he's talking about in Isaiah 66, you're going to have to observe the new moon and the appointment of that new moon. See, I don't have to. I'm a Gregorian keeper, Pastor, but you make it too complicated for me. I wouldn't know what day's up. Well, if you don't know what time it is, you're of all men most miserable. If you don't know how to please him, if you don't know how to keep his appointment, these appointments are real high priority. He says, I want you to do it, keep my Sabbath holy, that they may be a sign between me and you. The way that you're showing Yahweh that you believe his sign is to keep his time. Well, what about the Gregorian world? Well, in that case, you would miss a lot of the things by keeping Yahweh's time. You would miss a lot of the world's time, which the synchronization of the world, he didn't love the world, as you've been blindly told that he loves the world, and he don't. If you love the world, the love of the Father's not in you. Now get that straight in your mind, that you cannot love the world, for if you do, you certainly do not love the Father. And the love of the Father is certainly not in you. So then, your ways are not His ways. I'm telling you, He can send you a strong delusion to have you to believe a lie. To receive a Gregorian calendar is one of the biggest sins in this nation, in this world, for that matter. Because all the world keeps that time calendar. I don't know of a nation. Not only. There may be a few. I don't think so. I mean, if you're keeping Saturday over here, Saturday over there, across the timeline, could be the next morning. That's possible, and that creates a dilemma. The international dateline, we've done discussed that, don't need to get in it right now. But it creates problems when you keep the Gregorian calendar. It's not lawful. It's not commanded. It's not ordered and sanctified. The Saturday, Seventh Day Saturday crap, not biblical, it's out of the Gregorian hatcheries of hell. That's where it's from. Well, I thought it was my time to come down. I've rattled about the Sabbath tonight. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'm delighted to be in here with you tonight on the Late Show. Many blessings to you if you've endured set up to think about some of these appointed times and your responsibility in keeping them. May Yahweh bless you and give you understanding of the Sabbath more freely. I'll see you Sunday night around the world on WWCR, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll be back here next Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and then my regular time on Friday night at 11. That'll be 10 Central. And go to our website. Brother Bob has informed me that our most visited page is the lunar calendar, what I've taught on tonight. We've had several hits. Amazingly, 20,000 plus, right at 1,000 hits a day. That's how many people, and their main interest of the topic is the lunar calendar and how to keep it. Learn that. We got an example up there. Put Brother Steve's calendar this year up on the website. It's there now for your knowledge. Not that you destroy for the lack of knowledge. Get that knowledge and get that understanding. Praise Yahweh. We've got a lot of that on the calendar written into it as a knowledgeable subject and proof positive that if you can keep the Sabbath day and keep it holy, you're keeping His signs that He's built into the beacon system of the appointment. I'll see you Sunday night around the world. WWCR 4840 on your radio dial. Yahweh bless you and remember the Sabbath.